This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We'll be joined momentarily by the Daily Mix Morning Show. Once again, we'll sit and spin. It is National Smith Day. We'll celebrate with Guess the Smith. But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, could you please help wish our son Blayton a very happy 13th birthday? You're now an official teenager. You drive us crazy, but we love you anyways. He loves F1. So, could Coach Ted hype him up in preparation for the start of the new season in March? Maybe throw in a fart montage because he's a 13-year-old boy who thinks that's funny?
It is funny. He's right.
Thanks, guys. That's from Dad, Mom, and Chasen. I hit the wrong one. Hold on.
Wow.
Yeah,
all right.
Scary.
Different kind of speech.
All right. First of all, happy birthday. Congrats on being a teenager. Look, I'm with you. Could be a fun, exciting year. They changed some of the rules. No more DRS. Rest in peace. My bold prediction, my guy, Pierre Gasly, Alpine, finally done with that stupid French engine. Now they got a Mercedes engine in there. I think they will be better. And then also, you have a couple new car this year, Cadillac. You want a new American team?
Yeah,
Cadillac and F1 this
year. It'll
be
a very nice ride.
Yes.
It'll be nice. They got Sergio Perez. Checo.
Hola, guys. I want to wish my amazing wife, Jessica, a very happy 48th birthday today. Can we get a bong rip, some dirty dad jokes, and the captain talking about her amazing ass? Maybe the dirty Germans talking about what I'm going to do to her tonight. I'm wishing her an amazing happy birthday from Dennis, Aiden, Christian, and Mars. Thanks, guys, and keep up the amazing show. Make some jokes about dirt. She wanted dirty jokes.
Dirty jokes.
Dirty dad jokes.
What do pirates say to a prostitute laying in the dirt?
I don't know.
Land ho! I accused my neighbor of adding dirt to my garden, and she denied it.
Oh, yeah?
But the plot thickens. One more dirt joke. What did Jesus do when Mary Magdalene tracked dirt through the house? What did Jesus do when Mary Magdalene tracked dirt through the house?
I don't know.
Jesus swept. Now what do I got next? Captain, yes.
Ooh!
Well, ahoy there and happy birthday. It's funny you want me to talk about Jessica's ass because that's all us mascots talk about on the old SS Guppy. In fact, Tony the Tiger says that Jessica's butt puts the butt in buttermilk. Well, Jolly Green Giant, since he likes his vegetables, says that she puts the ass in asparagus, especially if you're illiterate because they're spelled different. But more importantly, Jessica's beautiful, wonderful ass inspired one of our chip products that you know is Pirate's Booty. Because that's a booty we want to plunder. Crunch Berries.
I do like that booty.
Pirate's Booty or Jessica's Booty?
Pirate's Booty. I don't know that I know Jessica's Booty. I'm sure it's...
I don't know Jessica's Booty, but based on his description, it sounds fantastic. Yeah, it sounds so fantastic. I'm going to book a trip from Deutschland to get in between those hounds. It looks like a walrus without tusks.
Yeah. So this goes so close to Christmas. It seems like a lot of ham.
Yeah.
Pirate's Booty. The extra cheddar.
Yeah. Arr.
Oh, God.
All right, guys. Here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Did they ever bring back a Chi-Cheese to the States? Didn't we read that last year?
They're going to.
Because I know there's one overseas at least, right? Mm-hmm. They're still around.
You
overseas.
Can buy some of their products in stores.
Right, but I thought they're going to like reopen the rest. There was some big
That was the plan.
Because we're the only people, I believe, in this country that are still keeping Chi-Chi's alive with the Chi-Chi's birthday song. Right.
One extra email here. It says 2025 dump button total.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Good afternoon, guys. I've been able to have this ready for you on time at the end of the year spectacular for the first time since 2022. But we didn't read it then, did we? Once again, you guys have provided a fantastic year of entertainment for the masses in Seattle and beyond. As we all know, the FCC and Mike Hawk like to make sure that you have your own airwaves free of profanity and filth. And since we listeners cannot be trusted, you have your dumb button. With these numbers in mind, you saved a total of $19,250,000 in FCC fines.
Don't you think the company should reward us for that?
Yeah.
Adding look, this, man, you're always trying to find ways to save money, but we saved you $19 million.
Well, don't worry. I think we got a pizza party coming up here soon.
Hey, there you go.
There's more.
There you go.
Hopefully, they'll bring that in next week for the meeting. Adding this to your running total now puts that figure at $498,975,000 that I'm sure Odyssey is all prepared to put right back into the show. As always.
It's spare no expense. Just check out the YouTube feed.
This does not include Ted versus the FCC, by the way. For this year, you are forced to slam the dump button 55 times. This is down from 72 in 2024 and produces a five-year average of 73 dumps a year. We had some very memorable dumps this year. January 7th, a dump during a conversation about Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
Don't know about that one. January 16th, Rectum Steve got a little too brown for the airwaves. January 14th. Miles was dumped twice for dad jokes that Mike's ears did not approve of.
No.
March 21st, Mike dumped a dad joke again, this time about a Cocker Spaniel.
It took you a minute to kind of dial in what exactly we needed to do for those jokes.
Sure. I'm on it now. July 16th, we saw Coke Ted get a little too coked up and get dumped.
Is that the Jackie Robinson?
I'm guessing that was Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson.
Effing legend.
He is.
July 22nd, Debbie was dumped while regaling us about Ozzy. August 21st, Big Dummy Danny was dumped. November 7th, the captain earned two dumps. In addition, there were 12 audible farts from Thrill on the air and five Big Dummy contestants that were kicked from the game for being behind the wheel while not sober. Great rule, by the way. Thank you guys for keeping things going for another successful year. Looking forward to 2026. That from Kyle, the unofficial statistician of the men's room.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is.
Happy New Year.
Taryn Daly, Steve Nicks, we've got a big morning show. Yes, Happy New Year.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, man.
Actually, yeah.
Have you guys broken your resolutions yet?
I don't make any.
Good.
I don't. Because I already know I'm going to break them. And I don't want to deal with the guilt of having known I broke them. So I'm like, I just don't make a resolution.
I resolved that I was going to wear less black. First day back from work.
I'm looking black. At you now.
I know. I messed that one up.
I hadn't even thought about it until Tara just said it. Like, oh, S. Yeah, resolutions.
Still mm-hmm. time.
That's right. You don't have to.
Yeah. What about you guys? You have any resolutions? Other than you already screwed your pooch on yours, man.
Yeah. Mine is the same every year. It's like, eat less and move more. And then I don't do that.
I'm supporting Ryan Castle, who's doing a dry January.
Really?
I'm going to support him.
That's stupid.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
I'm in his corner. Whatever he wants to do, that's cool.
Good job.
But to me, for him, you know, like,
that's someone who doesn't have kids.
That's right. Because that's your mom.
If you got kids and Christmas just passed, you went broke and all you want to do is drink.
Yeah.
Right? Seriously. Yeah. I'm like, you obviously do not have children. And if you had children, you'd never stop drinking.
What did Santa Claus bring to your guys' homes?
A bow and arrow.
Cool.
That seems remotely dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Not like a suction cup bow and arrow.
No. It's a bow and arrow. Okay. Barrett went to summer camp and they did a lot of bow and arrow stuff. So that's what he has been talking about forever. So he wrote a letter to Santa and Santa obliged.
Okay. Wow.
So that was the big thing.
Santa's like, F your safety.
Who's the most famous archer?
Is it Robin Hood? Yeah.
Is he the guy?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Like, I can't think of any other.
I'm sure there's actually a famous one. We just don't know his name.
Do you have a target?
Brad,
mom's butt.
No. Three targets. Three targets from Santa's workshop.
Okay, yeah. So he's already been out there. What's he want to kill? Chipmunks, squirrels, what?
Hopefully not one of the dogs on accident. Like, that would be bad.
It won't be an accident. Would you feel better if it were on purpose? Like, that? Or mom, listen.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't an accident, and I hit the dog from 30 yards away.
True marksman.
Right.
What is it like buying something for your, or Santa bringing something for your kid that's, you know, inherently dangerous?
Well, at least it's not my fault if something goes wrong. It's all on Santa.
Here, kid, have a shotgun, you know? They used to do that when I was young.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
When you're 8 years old, like, here's a rifle, kid.
But you guys need to know, Steve Miggs cracked the code on best Christmas gifts, I believe.
I'm sure you guys have this happen before. You got like the Barbie dream house, stay up till 2 in the morning building it.
30, but yes.
All that, but like a little desk for her favorite Christmas gift, an electric pencil sharpener.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, nice.
So your daughter's like a cat. You regret it already, don't you?
Videos. She has sharpened every pencil in our house, but they're down to the nub.
Santa has these?
Well, electric pencil sharpeners?
Wait, is it Staples or what?
I don't know. Santa must have swung by Office Depot or something like that.
I never thought to myself,
Santa's got to outsource.
Santa's got to pick up some stuff. He's going to Staples.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my wife. I'm like, we dropped all this money on a scooter, on a Barbie dream house, like hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And the thing that she likes most is the USB rechargeable pencil sharpener. That costs us like $15.
But remember
Amazon.
That for next
awesome.
Year.
Yeah. Potentially inherently dangerous.
Yeah.
You can't run with a sharp pencil, you know? Can't have it in your hand.
Oh, I was thinking her fingers are at least big enough where she can't put them in that hole.
Oh, my God.
Did you ask her to try? God. Hey, get your pinky in there. Oh, okay. Pull it out.
Yeah. Do you guys know what today is?
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Very good.
It's also National Smith Day.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Ted, why are you even here? You should have the day off.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I know you guys.
Celebrate with the other Smiths.
What do you guys do on National Smith Day?
Well, much like Jesus, the wise men showed up this morning, brought me some gold, some frankincense, and an Amazon gift card.
No myrrh.
This is from the Jeff Bezos Bible.
Well, apparently, National Smith Day, all right, it is celebrated annually on January 6th. Great day.
All right.
To honor people with the surname Smith, the most common English surname.
I was going
to
say.
With variations like Goldsmith, Silversmith, but it was created by Adrian Cooper Smith. Now, as a Smith,
what about Smith and Jigba? Is that now also a variation?
But do you?
He hangs out with our side.
Okay, what about the Smiths though? Do they not get to celebrate?
No, Schmitz.
Check on the pronunciation.
But what about the Goldsmiths? Like, to me, your last name is not Smith; it is Goldsmith. Your last name is Smith.
Smith.
This day is about you. It's not Goldsmith Day. It's not Silversmith Day.
Is that like Smith appropriation?
It is.
How many Smiths have you met?
My last name is not a costume.
Yeah. But how many have you met? Just randomly. It's like, oh, you're a Smith, I'm a Smith. We must be related, right?
I mean, the greatest story ever is when I got my wisdom teeth out. I'm the only white guy in the waiting room. The woman comes out and goes, Mr. Smith. Everybody stands up. She goes, Edward. I go, all right. And then I walk back there, the doctor's black, and he's like, Mr. Smith, I'm Dr. Smith.
Jesus.
Like the entire room.
So all of you are celebrating today.
We are.
That's crazy.
That'd be a good day to go back to the dentist.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you found artists with Smiths in the band.
I have managed to find 10 Smiths in the world of music, and so we are going to play the game of Can You Guess the Smith?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Honk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Images have been released of a couple that had sex inside of an MRI machine.
Yeah, I actually read that article today.
I looked at the pictures.
And they did it on purpose.
Yes.
And it wasn't on.
It was on. It was like 20 years ago. They did it for a friend of theirs who was a doctor. They just wanted to see what the human body actually does when you're having sex.
Now, if they start out with a picture of him kissing.
Right. You see that. And basically, when you look at it, it's like two skulls.
Then you see penetration from the inside.
And here's what you did not know, and I did not know until I read the article. Did you flip through this, Mike?
I did kind of thumb through it, because I can't see. I got to see what
right.
The images
MRI
are.
MRI and sex, I get it. But you saw what your penis does in the moment of penetration.
It bends like a boomerang, they said.
That is their word, a boomerang.
Yeah.
Huh.
So.
Right. So, like,
head on up,
when you're not seeing it.
And then, like, it pivots up.
Yeah.
Like, if it did that. And you were not having sex, you would freak out.
Right. Correct.
Right. But, that's why when you give it to her, it comes back to you.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I got in mild.
Man, that was an interesting article.
Yes, it was.
And the headline grabbed me. I'm like, must know more.
I almost had it in my regular headlines. I was like, how am I going to go into depth about
this?
Well,
the way they set it up, you thought like she just did it and got busted. And she's like, no, dude, it was part of a study.
Correct.
And her point was, we did this 20 years ago, but apparently this is still like one of the top studies in the MRI world. Like, people still reference this thing.
And then the next question that you have is how was I not a part of this study?
Well, she was lucky. She had a friend who ran the damn machine. Although she did point, she goes, the one weird thing about it, she's like, look, no one can really see you. It's just kind of, you know, X-ray looking imagery. She goes, but they can still pipe in and say things.
All right.
So when they needed a certain
to
image.
To the left.
Yeah, well, in one position, like, can you guys please hold that position for 1 minute? And she was just saying, like, we were kind of getting going, man. So, you know, we complied, but it kind of sucked. Like, we wanted to keep going. You're just there for a minute looking at each other. And then you get the, okay, continue.
Right.
Huh.
That would seem tougher on the guy.
Yeah, like, hey, man, I can't guarantee things.
I can't.
Right.
I can't.
I don't have a minute in me.
I got it. In a new culture shift, we're seeing an increase in the number of men taking up sewing. All right.
Last time, why not?
Right?
I mean, I can't sew. I don't have any particular interest in it. But my wife does it and makes really cool things.
Yeah.
But what I like about it is I don't have to do anything for these cool things to show up in my home, you see.
I need to learn to do it better just because I have buttons that pop off from time to time. I have
and
things
you,
that really
oh, do auctioneering man. And all that kind of thing.
You can learn that in 5 minutes on YouTube.
I had to do an emergency one time. I remember I was at an auction down in Portland and I was clad in my tuxedo. And I don't know what was wrong with me. I think I had my pants hiked up way too high, and I was a little bit on my bigger side, and I bent down to pick something up off the ground, and poof, yeah, the backside opened wide up. And it is like an hour before the auction starts.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. Luckily, I had an emergency sewing kit in my bag, and I sprinted into that bathroom, and I conjured up some BS. And it was high enough up to where the tails of my jacket could cover it.
Cover your terrible stitch job.
Correct.
Why don't you have an extra sewing kit, just in case?
Honestly, the auction company that I work for, they give us a bunch of goodies from time to time for these workshops that they do, and this particular time, they just so happened to hand out little tiny sewing kits.
All right.
That's smart.
I mean, yeah, good on you.
Also, a little sewing person. Yeah. I was like,
also,
cool.
Also, typically down in a hotel market by the front desk.
Ooh, okay.
They have, like, the drinks and stuff. They'll have nail clippers. They'll have a toothbrush for you. They'll have a sewing kit.
I got to see if I can find one of those again because
I'm out. Nail clippers, you know, all those
things. Still like, you know, can someone sew this?
Yeah. Basically, anything that you forgot, they kind of have a good cross-section of that stuff.
Unfortunately, a new study just found that Jupiter's moon Europa lacks the necessary undersea activity to support life.
I read that.
I didn't think that we were anywhere close to terraforming Europa, but
not terraforming, just like microbial life and all that kind of thing. Maybe salty sea, all this, but there's just not enough activity. But they got their, I believe, Io is one of the Ganymede.
It begins.
Come on, man. It was the first in studio fart of 2026. You know, I don't think it's gonna be bad at all.
All right, now, some of those in December were brutal.
Man. I don't know what was going on last month, but there was that day where every fart I had was disastrous. I don't remember what I ate, but it was not good.
Toxic.
It even got old for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. Brought to you by the letter L. It is a verb that most often means to droop or hang loosely.
Limp.
I give you guys a 10% chance on this. It can also mean to act or move in a relaxed or lazy manner. An L word.
Lethargic.
L-O-L-L. I always thought it was a lull, but this one's a lull.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not a lull. It's not a U.
Correct. No. I wonder if it actually is. We just say it wrong.
Well, I don't know, because L-U-L-L, you'll say, like, there's a lull in the activity.
Correct.
Right? It does mean things kind of ground to a halt.
Right. This one feels like it was just poorly translated by us.
That's very possible.
Good news for Californians. Their largest reservoir just rose 36 feet due to the recent rains.
That's a plus of all the rain. I mean,
right, it is. I'm sure they're like, great. And it will be. But right now, they're probably like, yeah, bring it up in 2 months.
Exactly.
Oh, they're gonna be happy in the summer.
They will be, for sure.
Let's see. Thrill, you worked in the kitchen at one point. Miles, you were a graduate of BKU. Ted, did you ever work in a kitchen?
No, I threw some stuff in the fryers once.
Well, let's put you up to the test.
The Metro Top 10.
So this came across my desk here, and it is a bunch of diner slang. So I'm going to give you guys the slang term. We'll see if you guys can guess what it means.
Obviously, I've never worked in a diner.
These ordering terms or these kitchen terms?
All over the place. So these could be things that you could order. These could be people that work around there. These could be people that are inside of the restaurant at any given point. There's mostly the items that people will order, but there's also certain people. Like if I was to say the soup jockey, who would the soup jockey be?
Soup jockey.
Any guesses on where the, you know, hey, call the soup jockey real quick. I gotta add something here.
Is that the waiter?
That is the waitress, yes.
Soup jockey.
Jesus. Wow.
Diner term.
Yeah, don't say that out loud at the diner. I just don't think that'll go over well. It's soup jockey.
Another employee, who would be the bubble dancer? Again, these are diner slang.
Dishwasher.
The dishwasher. Yeah. Very good. I was a bubble dancer.
I thought it was a person who poured champagne. Didn't you get fired from a...
Yes. Yes, I got fired.
How many jobs have you been fired from?
It was impossible to be fired as a dishwasher.
Because people think that I'm the guy that gets fired all the time. I'm like, I got fired twice from the same job and asked to come back as soon as I stood up to leave, which was early in my radio career.
Oh, Lord.
You're fired. I'm leaving. Where are you going? Like, Jesus Christ, man. You just fired me. He's like, nah, I need you. I'm like, okay. Otherwise, I have not been fired. The Eagle Scout.
Yeah, I know.
The one bar I worked at in Georgetown, though, I worked the door, but we were in charge of busing, too. So there was, like, four doormen.
Yeah.
So, like, I know how those industrial washers work.
Oh, they're great. Yeah.
They're so great. You just slide it in, pull it down.
The problem is that the place that I worked, we didn't have crap for a doggone water heater.
Okay.
So I'd start my shift, and within an hour into me doing the dishes, we were out of hot water, which you need that to clean the doggone dishes.
It's a violation of the health code.
The dishes aren't getting cleaned. Like, well, I don't have any freaking hot water in here. That was a hard ass. It's always somebody else's fault.
It is, of course. But.
Back to some diner slang there. If you needed some hail, what would that be?
Hail?
Need some hail.
Ice.
Very good, Miles. All right. Need ice. All right. Need some hail.
Is ice.
Extra hail.
All right, that makes sense. Right.
Oh, this guy's crazy. He wants to put out the lights and cry.
Close early?
No, these are all dishes that we're doing now. He wants to put out the lights and cry.
Focusing liver and onions.
Liver and onions, Miles.
Oh, yes. Don't want to see it.
Nobody
don't want to eat it.
Likes that.
Jesus.
You're having yourself some nice breakfast. You got your scramble. You know, you got your hash browns. You got your fruit. And there's this one addition. You got to eat. You want to burn the British. Oh, toast.
Toast.
English muffin.
Very close.
All right.
English
muffin.
Very close. Let's see.
What year is this slang from?
I have no idea.
It's diner speak.
Diner speak there, Ted. Ted, you want to order some eggs, right?
All right.
How do you like them?
Wreck them.
Scrambled
eggs. Very good. Very good. God, I guess we're going over.
I wonder if waitresses and waiters know these terms now.
I think you can look at them and make a judgment call, especially at a diner.
Yeah.
If she's been there a hot minute, I'd have to Google half the
stuff. I'm a waiter. It's going to back like, I don't know what that meant.
Let me get three eggs, bacon. Wreck those eggs and
burn the British.
What do we want over at table four? One man wants ham and eggs, another guy wants scrambled eggs, and this one wants to sweep the kitchen.
Big breakfast?
Hash.
Oh, damn.
Hash. Sweep the kitchen. That's just a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Just toss it all in there. All right, Ted, you like your scrambled eggs. Paint them red.
Put ketchup on them?
Yes, you nailed it. Put ketchup on those eggs.
That makes sense.
Absolutely. I don't know how this one factors, but if you want the first lady, what would that be?
The first lady.
I don't know why this correlates.
The cold shoulder.
Very close. A little bit further down, spare ribs.
Oh.
Damn. Oh, because Eve was made out of Adam's rib.
Oh, okay.
Spare ribs.
Right, spare. Bam.
First lady.
The first lady. Okay.
And you're welcome.
There you go. Well done. Going over to the table, you know, you got your forks and your knives and your napkins, and then you got Mike and Ike over there.
Wait, the
salt and pepper shaker.
Salt and pepper shaker. Right. Very good. We got diner slang. Let's see. What do you want with your eggs? He wants a Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
All right, so that's a giant...
Eastwood would get this.
Is this an omelet?
It is not an omelet. No, this is an addition. You got your eggs, you got your hash browns, and he wants a couple Zeppelins in there.
Couple Zeppelins.
I love Zeppelins.
Mushrooms?
Sausage.
Oh, okay.
Looks like a Zeppelin.
This one, some people do have this for breakfast. It's more of a desserty snack, but it's a nervous pudding. Anybody know what nervous pudding is in diner's
tapioca? Time?
I didn't know that they had this in diners, but you can get some Jello.
That makes sense.
Super old school.
Nervous pudding.
Because it's jiggling. It's all nervous.
That's right. How about Adam and Eve on a raft?
Adam and Eve on a raft.
Is raft toast?
The raft is toast. Very good.
Is it two eggs on toast?
Two eggs on toast.
All right.
Look at Miles running the category over here. Let's see here. Draw one in the dark. It's what I like to enjoy every morning. Draw one in the dark.
Coffee?
Black coffee.
Black coffee.
Draw one in the dark.
Black coffee in the morning.
Let's see here. What else we got there? Blonde with sand. A blonde with sand. It's much like the draw one in the dark, but it's a blonde with sand.
What is that?
Like
cream and
coffee
sugar?
With milk?
Coffee with cream and sugar. Miles, you nailed it.
Okay.
Wow. It's exactly
a
right.
Blonde with sand.
What are you going to have with your toast?
I feel like this is just some New York woman for the 50s screaming at me.
I know.
See? And always when I was growing up, every time that the diner was in any kind of popular media, they always had them saying all these things to the cook in the back.
That kind of stuff, yeah.
Right. And I wanted to get to that level because I thought that'd be badass. Never got there.
Well, try it, man. Now you know.
You're
armed with this.
Blonde with sand. See what comes out.
I know.
Hey, table four.
Hey.
Now it's Tina.
Hey, table four needs some cow paste for their toast.
Cow paste.
Butter.
Exactly.
Cow paste.
Steve would...
There's no way these are current.
We need two hamburgers. Steve, you want yours plain, and then Miles, you want to drag yours through the garden.
Oh, I want all the
tomato, vegetables.
Lettuce, tomato, and onion.
Yeah. I have heard that one before.
Drag it through the garden.
I think you taught me that one, Mike.
Did I really?
On some other previous list. I feel like we've had this drag it through the garden.
Drag it through the garden. What else am I missing here? Another thing that you can do with your eggs is sink them.
Was that hard boiled?
No, and if it was doing sink them, I would think that it would be poached eggs, but this is breaking the yolks.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
sink them. Again, we're going through Diner Slaying Air. 86. That, honestly, I don't
it's
think
done.
That, right. It's done.
It,
right. You're out of it, actually.
That one,
right,
we
it's
know. 86. Yeah.
Right. Which I don't think that that's just limited to the diner.
If
I feel like everybody
people get 86.
Well, I think it started with diners and things on the menu are 86, and then it just became a term for throwing people out. Like, you're 86 from here, period.
Gotcha. Okay. I like
it. Right, because generally it's 86 from the menu.
Yes.
What last time I heard that is because it was Christmas Day and the place was very crowded. It just seemed like everything was
recently?
Ordered. 3 years ago.
Ah, okay.
Still haven't had that risotto.
Does anybody know what, you, what you're adding in if you want to pin a rose on it?
Pin a rose.
Pin a rose.
Tomatoes?
On it. Not tomatoes, no. I don't know why it's a rose.
Is this breakfast again?
It can be used in certain breakfasts, but honestly, it's going to end up on a burger.
On a burger.
Ketchup?
Adding onions to it. And a rose on it.
I guess because roses make chicks cry. Like onions.
Like onions.
That's exactly
it. There you go, honey.
And I'll leave you with this last and final bit of Diner Slang. See if you can guess what you're going to get if you have Eve with a lid.
Eve with a lid.
Diners are always known for their breakfast, but they're also known for their desserts. You're going to have some delicious
Apple pie.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, right. Okay.
She ate that apple, too. Uh-huh. Mm. Thanks, Eve. That's why we have original sin.
Take a rib, eat some apples. Jesus.
She was a lot of it. She was a taker.
Mm-hmm.
She was, man.
Created all kinds of problems.
And she tried to blame everybody else for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's everybody else's problem.
It's a serpent.
A man in Florida has been arrested for hiding a gun while trespassing on the construction site, but you won't believe where they found the gun, Miles.
Where did he hide that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and listener Trung Lee sent this one my way. Today, we toast the thousands of people that crowded New York City's Brooklyn Bridge on New Year's Eve for fireworks. Now, generally, when you think of New Year's Eve in New York, you pretty much picture tens of thousands of people packed into Times Square watching the ball drop. As well you should, as it's broadcast every year. What is that ABC that does it every year? Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve.
Well, it's Ryan Seacrest.
I know, but it's still Dick Clark's
Rockin' Eve
with Ryan Seacrest. And we all picture that, right? That is the indelible image we all have in our head. Well, native New Yorkers, they decided to flock to the Brooklyn Bridge this past year for what was billed as a grand fireworks display. And a video showed the crowd counting down from 5 to 1, awaiting the boom of fireworks. Only to be met with absolute silence. Yeah, it turns out the event was an AI-generated hoax on TikTok and Instagram. Got thousands of people to show up at the Brooklyn Bridge. The video's great because they're all excited. They count down from 5, and then they're like, Happy New Year! And there is nothing.
Wow.
And you just hear one guy in the background say, did we get duped? Yes.
They said a lot of people did. Sorry if you already said it, but like a lot of people like left Times Square too to go to the Brooklyn Bridge, and it was just started on TikTok.
Oh yeah, and then it kind of spread to Instagram, and then word of mouth. You're like, hey man, I'll tell you what, instead of going to Times Square, let's meet at the Brooklyn Bridge. That'll be cool. They've never done it before. Well, they still haven't. So there you go. Happy New Year, everyone. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.